Lessons from the late Parshas Tzav, Shushan Purim. I can't forget Shushan Purim. And I really want to speak about what I call, I have the takeaway lessons from this wonderful holiday of Purim. I think that everyone feels the same, that, you know, it wasn't the same holiday as I've ever celebrated. Purim was different this year for sure, as we continue to daven for the cholim of Klal Yisrael, specifically those injured on October 7th who need great rachmei shamayim. And of course, those that unfortunately continue to be injured and into soldiers who have died al kiddush Hashem. And I felt very different being at a suda with two active soldiers with big guns. Baruch Hashem, my son is out for a while, and another boy, unfortunately, is in Gaza, so he couldn't be at the suda. That's the unfortunate part. Couldn't be at the suda with us. Everybody kind of around the table had people actively at one point serving. So it was very different, and certainly different as we daven for the soldiers, and certainly we're kind of at a point where we're looking at the Rabbanu Shalom, Kaylee, Lama Zavtani. We know the Rabbanu Shalom is always with us, but as Esther Hamalka said, please let these hostages free. It's been so long, and the more that we have to think about the terrible state that they must be in, we ask the Rabbanu Shalom for only Besaris Tovis Yeshuas Benachamais. One of the moving things that happened at the beginning of the war, which I'm sure you've heard about and seen videos of and maybe even experienced live. I'm sure you did experience live here. I was actually here. And that's when a soldier came back from battle. A soldier specifically came back from Gaza. A soldier specifically was injured. And he said, Birchas HaGoyim. I travel a lot, unfortunately. And I make my Birchas HaGoyim what I call willy-nilly. You just make it. Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins that we still say it. Some Rabbanim say we don't say it on a plane because it's, you know, to us it's, you know, certainly safer than being in a car. But, you know, it's a big chiddush to fly in a plane. We don't appreciate that. And now that, you know, every other week you hear about a wheel falling off of United and Alaska Airlines, the door came off and nishpasha, you know. But we certainly make a birchas hagoimel, you know, a woman just had a baby, you know, it's a great thing, but I don't know if we appreciate it so much, right? And then what happens? And then somebody really was in battle. He had a few weeks ago, a few months ago, somebody who was very badly injured in Gaza. And he came back from our shul, Shapiro, and he came to shul for the first time. And it was a very Labor Day Friday night when he was there. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to join us for the dancing that we did for him. And when he got up to say Birchas HaGoyimel, it was very, very moving. Birchas HaGoyimel, as we know, is from our parasha, the Korban Toda. The Korban Toda was born Abras Rechem, Lehoidus, Gemarim, Brachas, about those four people. And as we are coming, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, as we are 30 days before. By the way, that honking is a very good honking. I'll tell you why in a sec. I'm sorry to give you my ADHD problems. But there's an amazing thing happening right now with the honking. I'm serious. The community of Ramat Shiloh and the extended Beit Shemesh community in Mishkan Shiloh now, they are packing hundreds and hundreds of candies they've received and all these baked goods. People have donated everything, and it's going to around the entire country. It's going to different orphanages. And they've been doing this for a number of years, and now it's hit. I just walking here saw like six double parked cars. It's amazing. I wish, I don't know, I felt a little bit bad when I walked by. I'm like, wow, these people get a lot of shulchan on us. They were walking in with like, you know, garbage bags. I'm like, well, I didn't get anything this year like that. It's a beautiful thing to donate your shulchan on us to people in need. I'm sure there's a soldier aspect to it as well. And the Torah tells us in this week's parasha about this unbelievable korban that was brought, the famous korban toida. V'zois Torah's zevach hashlamim. I was going to say it's 30 days before Pesach, so we're supposed to learn Hilchos Pesach of Pesach. We actually know that we don't say Mizmor L'Toda. Every morning we say Mizmor L'Toda or Mizmor L'Soda. And we say this tefillah, of course. It reminds us of Arba Tzrichim L'Hoidos. David HaMelech made this tefillah, is the gratitude of Arba Tzrichim L'Hoidos. In fact, of course, David HaMelech has other ones, But quite famously, one of the first perek of Yom Shishi, so we say, is Arba Tzrichim Hodas. Hodu Lashem, Yodu Lashem Chazdo, what we say on Yom Ha'atzmaut. Because on Pesach, it was Arba Tzrichim Hodas. It was those four major things that the Jews got out of. The Jews were in a jail, if you will. Cholush Nisrape, even on a spirit, on this case, in a spiritual level. Horche Hayam, we were certainly ones that were Horche Hayam, Horche Midbaros, right? And those are Arba Tzrichim Hodas. We can't do this, we can't say Mizmor L'Soda on Pesach simply because there was a tremendous amount of chametz that was eaten, as opposed to most of the korbanos that we have. This had to be eaten together so that people would eat together so that I would be able to tell the story. That's part of it. Arba Tzrichim Hodas, the concept of saying the korban todah, by the way, was this concept that we join together the person. When I say Birchas HaGoimel, the reason why I say Birchas HaGoimel, people should come up to you afterwards and say, what happened? What's going on? Right? My son, on the last, when he was in his last, he's been out now, I think, for over 3 weeks. So when he came to shul, I think he got out on a Thursday. So Shabbos, unfortunately, but I don't daven with him. He davens, he's more firm than I am. He davens in the main shul to hear Rav Agmo's speech. So, he was told after serving for so long and doing Baruch Hashem amazing work and getting rid of Hamas inside of Yehuda v'Shomron, so he said Birchas HaGoyimel. So people came up to him afterwards and they said, "Oh, did something happen?" He's like, "No, I'll tell you something did happen. I was in the army for 5 months, and it is to take notice of this great thing." But I want to ask a question that Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld asked. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, a very, very well-known pre-state Israel. He is well-known as well to be, you know, one of the heads of the founders, if not, you know, the founder of the Eidei Charedus. And he was very, very well-known. He was really the go-to person to Rav Yehuda Leib Diskin, and it later became the Rav Yerushalayim. He is a Shlomos Chaim, bless you, is on Shelos HaTshuvos. I actually have a new Shelos HaTshuvos sefer, Toris Chaim, it was called. It was published not that many years ago, in like 2003, 2005, something like that. I got it at the Sforum Center. I was looking at it last night. I was not able to find the actual, I saw it quoted, Rabbi Friend quotes this idea. I found a lot of the Tshuvos sefers on Hebrew books. They reprinted it over and over again. But Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld asks a Pashut question. And sometimes Pashut questions are good. Especially, you know, everybody here probably is hungover anyway, so it's a partial question. He says like this. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld asked the following thing. Most karbanos that are listed in Parshas Vayikra, right? We know, last week, we spent a lot of time talking about last week, 2 days ago, we read about all the karbanos. So he says, why dafka the korban todah is in Parshas Sav? Says Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, well, then it leads to the second question. Why doesn't it appear in Vayikra, right? And what's special about Parsha Sav? We know that it starts with a lashon of zrizus, right? We know that our parsha, of course, starts off with Sav es Aroin ves Banov, famously. Vaydaber Shem Shalim Mor Sav es Avmanov, right? Zois Toiris Ha'Oila talks about the Oila, very unique korban of the korban Oila, and we know Sav is his lashon zrizus, as Rashi tells us. So there's something special about that. So in talking about the Korban Ola, we take a commercial break and we talk about the Korban Toda. Why the commercial break? What's going on? What's so special over here that we have to talk about it? We just said that Rashi lists Gemara Brachos, Abra Tzrichim L'Hoidos, the four reasons why Firmin was released from jail, serious illness, traveling over the sea, traveling over the desert. It's pretty serious stuff. No question about it. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld asked, sorry to say it, he says it, so I'm allowed to say it, are these really miracles? Okay. No. That's what I just said before. Seriously? I just went over on a plane. I fly all the time. I fly every 6 weeks. It's not a big deal. Right? And sometimes there's a joke in shuls. I know in one particular shul in Ramat Beit Shemesh where there are people who travel all the time. You can have a Shabbos, 6-7 people. There's a shayla whether or not you could be moitzi another person with Aron Salvage. You felt no. It's a personal bracha. You can't be moitzi somebody for your hodah to their bonus shalom. So 6 people, 8 people, 10 people, you know, wait in line. You know, the Shana Alf, Baruch Hashem, Rav Si became the place that he put an end to this. It used to be like the first Shabbos of Yeshiva. Everybody, and then you see how well they could read Hebrew. Baruch Atah, you know, like they would say the Gaima. I think one person says it for everybody. Come on, everybody just traveled on a plane. There's, you know, 80 Shana Alf guys there, right? And I'm sorry to say it like this, but, you know, a guy was in jail because, you know, he stole from the government. And now he got out, you know, he was in a camp somewhere. He was like camp day, Dafioini, and 3 minyanim a day, and Chol of Yisrael. Like, I don't know. So he says that. I don't understand. And as we said, people get released from the hospital all the time. It's such a big toiva. Why do we have to say this? So if I was to give you an example, as we just said, we're going to now celebrate, in less than 30 days from now, not to scare you, Pesach. Pesach reminds us of that we just said, Arba Shricha Mahidas. Krios Yamsuf, oh, that was a miracle. The Eser Makos, that was a miracle. Those are real miracles, right? That's what we call Nez Giloy. That's what we read about in the Torah. That's the whole point of Pesach. Let's tell over the Nisim and the Flois, Shasu Laviseinu, that Hashem did for us. However, we tend to never think about modern-day miracles, specifically medical miracles, as a big deal. Of course there's such a thing as a kidney transplant. Like, of course. Of course that's a thing. Right? Of course if somebody, God forbid, you know, falls on the floor and gets hurt, there's somebody there within 3 seconds. Of course if somebody, can you imagine somebody had an allergic reaction to something? What would happen? He would die. He didn't have EpiPens. They wouldn't know. I mean, they wouldn't know that it was an allergic reaction. We don't think about the obvious as anything. We forget. We tend to not give hodah to the Rabbanu Shalom. We wake up every morning and we say this. We're supposed to be praising Hashem for what? Giving me another lease on life. It's not so pushed what happens at night, you know? You know, people use the term sometimes, I'm sorry to say this, but when I asked you, before I asked you to post the lessons from the Leif, so I asked somebody else, one of the other rabbis. So this morning, he wrote me the following thing. I'm really sorry, I didn't see your message. I was dead to the world last night. You know, he went to sleep, he was hungover probably, 10, you know, 8 o'clock at night, he was dead to the world, right? It's true. There's a lot going on at night, you know that? And you woke up in the morning. But the truth is that the word toda may be misunderstood for a moment. Toda, of course, means thank you. But toda also has the element of a person saying, I'm admitting something. Moide b'miksas. I'm admitting something. Waking up in the morning is also saying, I'm admitting that yesterday wasn't a perfect day. It was a nice Purim. Could have been better. I could have spent less time on my phone. I could have spent more time saying Tehillim. I could have actually learned something the whole day. That's funny. I had to challenge one of my wonderful neighbors. Instead of buying me Shalach Manos, he bought me a Sefer. The new Sefer of the Rosh Hashiva of KBY, Rav Sarov, Shalos and Tshuvas. So he challenged me. He said, okay, I'm expecting you to come to the Suda with one of the Tshuvas. I'm like, oh, God. So here I am trying to sit down. And, you know, every 2 seconds, you know, knock on the door, another bozo from the yeshiva comes with the, you know, one kid actually came. He had I'm not going to say who it is, but you probably know when I say it. He had a gun, and with the gun, he shot at me a taffy and said, that's your Shalach Manos. I said, you're really not Yoytzi with that. Anyway, fine, not for now. And then he got upset that we were giving out Shalach Manos for people on our block. We were giving out hot dogs. So I want a hot dog. I go, you don't get a hot dog from taffy. Sorry, it doesn't work like that. Anyway, but fine. So Rav David Goldwasser quotes this idea that Toda, the essence of Toda is what? Is Hodah, but also admitting that I don't recognize the greatness of every single day. The miracles of every day. The miracles of, yes, even finding a spot. Of not getting honked at. Sometimes driving in Ramat Beit Shemesh, we should thank Hashem for not getting into a car accident every day. Like, I was like, oh no. Yeah. But the medical miracles, a person who goes out of the bathroom and says, Asher Yotzer, it doesn't just have to be when he has a medical situation, then he says Asher Yotzer. That's the idea over here. We tend to not remember. But Toida is also about relying on another person. Because when we say thank you to somebody else, the thank you that we give is really a hoda that I need somebody else. We live in a world that we're all by ourselves. We like to be, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. I'll do whatever I want. Right? We're mean to be, you know, they have these videos, they're always very popular, about the guy that gets pulled over. I don't answer questions. Right? So, I was in a cab the last time I came back from America. This is very funny. It's really, I am embarrassed to say it. But of course I'll say it anyway. And my cab got pulled over right away. Like, he picked me up right away. It was a machzom. He got pulled over. So he didn't react well. He got out of the thing. He started screaming at them, whatever. So anyway, they come up to me. And I roll down the window. And he says, license and registry. And I'm like, can I see your license? I'm like, no. Like, what is that? No, you can't. So the guy looks at me and he goes, I was talking to him in Hebrew. He goes, my friend, you're not in America. You need to show us. What do we have? You know, Israel's a lot different. He's going to smack me in the head. So I said, I'll give you my $2. I wasn't driving. What are you doing? He goes, no, it's a peseda. You know, you didn't do anything wrong. I want to see who you are. Because he claimed that he knew me and he picked me up. And he goes, first of all, can you just trust me? Whatever. It doesn't matter. We don't rely on, I don't need anybody. Toyota is, what do I say? I want to thank you. It's admitting I need you. We forget about the person Nebuch who's deathly ill. Then he recovered. We say thank you to Hashem. Korban Toda, the Korban of Thanksgiving to Hashem. Not for major miracles only, but the daily events. That will explain the Gemara, the famous Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos tells us on Daf Zayin on the days about Leah. When Leah has her child, she names him Yehuda. Does anybody know why his name is Yehuda?
She got more than she deserved. Thanks to Hashem.
Right? I bought my idea, it's Hashem. She says, wow, now I'm really thankful to you, the Rabbanu Shalom. Huh? What do you mean? I don't understand. What's so great? She had plenty of children. What does this mean? So the Gemara explains that she was thanking the Rabbanu Shalom for the most common of all. Here's the problem with the Gemara. First of all, let's look at the pasuk. Says Le'enenu, Leah says, she has a baby. Yehuda's whole name is thankfulness, is praise to Hashem. Why? She's especially grateful now because she realizes that she's going to have the most children. She's the mother of one third of Yaakov's Shiftei Ka. They knew about the Shvatim. They had divine intuition. Furthermore, just to point out, we are called Yehudim after Yehuda. Maybe we are L'Pam Oydis Hashem. So Rav Zonnefeld asks, I don't understand that. The Gemara says, from the creation of man until this point, nobody gave thanks to Hashem until Leah thanked her. So many of the commentaries say, wait. Noach, Avram, nobody ever thanked Hashem. How can the Gemara even say that? Nobody thanked Hashem ever? Until Leah? Sarah didn't thank? She had a child after she was laughing? She has a child at almost 100 years old? No? There were no thanks there? You know, think about famous Rav Tzvi. Rav Tzvi Zeshiva, he had a baby. How much old is he? 87, what? 88. Wild. Right? I'm sure he said thank you. The answer lies in the fact that until now, people thanked Hashem for open miracles, but she thanked for the regular day. Yes, Noah thanked that he was saved from the flood. No question. Avraham Avinu that he escaped Ur Kasdim, being burnt at the stake. Sarah having, those are supernatural events that you look at and say, wow. Leah was the first person to thank the Ribbono Shalom for what we call natural events. nature, natural events. Childbirth seems very regular. The sight of an expecting mother, Baruch Hashem, but it's commonplace. Right? Every week you hear Misha Beirach, Misha Yoledes, or the grandchild, and so on and so forth. We don't. There's an amazing story told. I just heard this story. It's such a beautiful story about a very famous gadol. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they told it about Rav Nevenzel when he had his first, I think, great grandchild. If I'm not mistaken. He downs Vasikin every day. And they were very excited to give an aliyah, a covet. And he went up to them and he said, no, I don't want an aliyah. I said, well, you know, aliyah, first grandchild, my first child. So afterwards, he said, Rebbe Lamdeini, why won't you take an aliyah? He said, because that's the same minion is a friend of mine. And Nebuch, his children aren't even married yet. He doesn't have grandchildren. I'm going to make a Mishra Berach on a grave. We don't realize the godless of having a child. We don't appreciate these type of miracles. They tell a story about Rav Shach, says Rabbi Fran. Been married for a year, a new couple. And Baruch Hashem, they had a baby girl. So he went to his Rebbe, Rav Shach, and he said, should I make a kiddush or not? I don't understand your question. What if you were married for 8 years? What if you were married for 18 years and you couldn't have a kid? Would you make a kid? Of course I'd make a kiddush. Not having a child for 8 years, 18 years? Of course I would. So he says, what's the difference? What's the difference? Why do we only give gratitude to Rabbanu Shalom when something is supernatural? Leah taught us that it's no less miraculous in a case that is quote-unquote nature, regular, we have to thank Hashem. And now we can go back and understand the Korban Todah. We can understand, says Rav Yosef Chaim Zandfeld, the Korban Todah is in Parshas Sav, not Parshas Vayikra. Why? Because if there's anyone in the world who saw miracles all the time, it was the Kohanim. The Kohanim existed on miracles. In fact, people would go up to the Beis HaMikdash to see the miracles, to be inspired. They saw it all the time, of course, the Mishnah and Avos. The Mishnah says in Mishnah Hey, in Perek Hey, the 10 miracles that happened daily in the Beis HaMikdash. Flies wouldn't be attracted to the recently slaughtered animals. Wind never took out the smoke of this Beyach, never went. The Kayin never was Tamei on Yom Kippurim. So, interestingly, some of those miracles weren't really such great miracles. Not something you would actually notice. Oh, look, there's no flies next to this korban. You never notice that. It was the modern day miracles. It's interesting, in that list, it doesn't talk about the fact that each time they slaughtered a bird, they would remove the innards and throw it on the floor. The floor would engulf so that you wouldn't even see it anymore. That's a miracle. The Mishnah lists regular miracles, everyday miracles. The Kohen were living examples of the miracle of the day. It's a regular day at the office. Of course I found the spot this morning. Of course I got that job. Of course my wife made me dinner. Of course my parents did this for me. No. We should not grow accustomed to modern day miracles. And isn't that the whole story of Purim? Isn't that our reaction to life, to things that happen? Purim has the strangest name of all holidays, excuse me for saying. Try to explain it to a non-Jew. What does Purim mean? Raffle. It's raffle day. It's a lot day. Abatzrichim lahaydos is for the regular things. Purim was a regular thing. It's not a regular thing. If you win a raffle, whatever. I never win anything. Hashem chose you. Mazel, we believe in that. But it's Ribbono Shalom's mazel. There's no nature to Ribbono Shalom. Don't we realize that every miracle that's happening in Gaza, we don't want to think about it because there are hostages there. And of course, that's very difficult for us. But percentage-wise, we've lost so many soldiers, lo aleinu, but comparative to other wars. You hear these stories of miracles on October 7th and miracles that keep happening, soldiers that tell these ridiculous stories, writing history of the Jewish people. Ahalol she'ein kamayu. One of the beautiful brachas that we say at the Megillah, my daughter has the schus of, she's very machmir, she's hearing the Megillah four times. She was in Beit Shemesh for the first part, now for the last, she's going back to Yerushalayim where she lives. Haravis Rivena. Ah, how beautiful is that bracha, Haravis Rivena. Nikumas and Nikumasena. It's the ultimate bracha. It can only be said with a minyan. Why can it only be said with a minyan? Because that's the ultimate story of Purim. That ultimately the Ribbono Shel Olam exacts punishment. Rav Meidan says that is the halal of the day. This great bracha. You should have had the feeling on Purim. You can still have it today. This is the story of, this is the Hamas story. I know it's very similar, Hamas and Haman. The letters, yeah. But it's the story of the Jewish people. This is exactly what's going on. La harog, la beid. All the nations were against us, you know, that's starting up again. Nobody believes us about UNRWA, again. I'm mefur, mefuzar, look what's happening. The protests, you know, they're not protests against Israel. They're against the Jews, and they're coming out specifically, genocide against the Jews. There's no, like, Rachman al-Islam, the Holocaust. V'chol dor v'adorom d'malein l'chal ha'seinu, avala kadosh baruch ha'matzleim li'odom. Maybe we need a reminding of the story of Purim. It all ends up, tlosim alayitz. It all ends up. How many times do we say at the end, over and over again? They hung the, hum and, it goes on and on. Wait, I thought they just hung them. No, again. Because that's the story of the Jewish people. Don't you dare forget that story. But it's also the story of the modern day miracle of who we are, of living, of recognizing a little bit more, of thanking our parents for being able to be here. For thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for able to be here. The modern day miracle, yes, even the miracle of going to a supermarket and finding a cart or not having to wait on a long line. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. I think that the takeaway from Purim, Mirtz Hashem, should be this very important takeaway. The takeaway from Purim should be, as we are in Shushan Purim, and as we come to the holiday where we see, the opposite holiday of Purim. Outwardly amazing miracles. We tell our children, that also happens. But everyday miracles, that is amazing. Yes, famously, the Zohar is Yom Kippurim. Because Yom Kippur is almost like fake day. It's a day that we just become malachim, and we fast for 25 hours like a malach, and we wear right like a malach. But that's not real life. This is the real life holiday. This is the holiday where everything's going on, where we have to try to figure out how can we bring wine into our lives in an appropriate way. How can we, if you will, wear the costume of life, but really be true to who I am? Where be zoicha to understand this idea of the Korban Toida, and be zoicha to take these takeaway messages from Purim, and recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam in every single thing that we do in our lives, and be zoicha to get prepared to bring the Korban Pesach and Mirtz Hashem with a Korban Toida, but maybe be the beginning of Mashiach when we thank Hashem for everything we've done. B'vi Yisgol Tzedek Meheir V'Yameinu Amen.